Happy Monday to you and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. This past weekend, we jumped back into our Now Playing series where at Lewis Center, we looked at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 18. And the lens through which we looked at that passage was the movie The Young Woman and the Sea, which is the story of Trudy Adderley, the first woman to ever swim the 21 miles across the English Channel. And along the way, certainly she dealt with a lot of resistance. In the real life, Trudy Adderley, as a young woman, she was on the U.S. women's swim team. She, at one time, held 29 national and world records. The only thing I can really compare her to, I guess, is that she was the Katie Ledecky of the 1920s. But whenever she decided to swim the channel, you certainly saw it portrayed in the movie. She was kind of submarined by her British coach and the London English media over there. And she became only the sixth person to ever swim the channel. The five others before her were men. She swam it in just over 14 hours. And coming back to the United States, she received one of, if not the largest parade ever in New York City. And so we picked up on this idea in 2 Corinthians 4. We did the first seven verses last week. We picked up on this idea that spiritual formation happens most often in a battle, not in a bubble. And Paul talks about in verses 8 and 9, you know, how we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but we're not forsaken, struck down, but we are not destroyed. And Paul's basic idea there is that as we face moments of challenge in our lives, there are going to be moments where we're distressed, but we're not distressed in despair. That Paul seemed to have this acceptance that life was going to be difficult. I would say up till about 60 years, even in our country, people thought, you know, life's going to be hard sometimes. They didn't panic about it. They weren't shocked by it. And so Paul details his suffering, and I think he's trying to help us to kind of beware of people who try to make our connection with God out to be transactional instead of relational. Paul's apostolic calling was being challenged. In other words, people were saying about Paul, look, all these bad things happen. Like, you know, Paul's been shipwrecked. He's been bitten by snakes. And you know, how can that happen if you're really blessed by God? In other words, they're making a relationship with God out to be transactional. You do the right things, God will be good to you. But what Paul says is that we're all carrying around in our bodies the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus can also be manifested. Paul is such a unique Christian perspective, right? That we carry death. And the way that I said it, we have death in our backpacks and life in our hands, right? We carry death, but we offer life. And Romans chapter 6, Paul lends us to those big three verbs, know, reckon, and yield, right? Always submitting our minds, reckoning our passions, and yielding our bodies. So this idea that death and life, they work together, that there are benefits that come through challenge and difficulty. There are benefits that come with endurance, a strength that we don't get any other way. Spurgeon said, by perseverance, the snail reached the ark. And, you know, that's in alignment with what Paul says in Romans chapter 5. He says that we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Much like the wing on a plane, you know, as it hits the air, right, it encounters resistance. So the air over the wing is moving faster than the air under the wing. So the air under the wing, right, it has higher pressure than the air above the wing. So the higher pressure creates what's called lift. That's how you get up in the air in a plane. So resistance creates lift. And for you and me, from a spiritual perspective, much like it was for Paul, resistance to your spiritual development, resistance to your spiritual life. Listen, resistance creates lift. If we want to soar on eagle's wings, you know, according to the book of Isaiah, we embrace resistance as it comes to us. We don't go looking for it. But joyful sacrifice is the secret. Paul says, for this momentary light affliction, it's momentary and light. It's preparing for us an eternal weight of glory. So the joy for us as Christians, this joyful sacrifice in kingdom life, that God's Spirit is in us and future glory awaits us. So we do not lose heart. Eternity is a weighted class. You remember, maybe you took some weighted classes in high school, right? The idea of weighted classes is that they were a little harder than other classes, but the reward in terms of your GPA was heavier. You got more reward. Eternity is a weighted class. Having eternity on our hearts, getting a biblical perspective. This is not Christianity 101, right? This takes time. It takes maturity. But the weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, the weight is worth it. And I know sometimes you hear traditional people say, we just need to toughen up. Or some progressive people say, listen, relax. Like, don't do anything too crazy for God. You need to avoid suffering. The gospel says something totally different. Right? The gospel would say, listen, you can't just accept suffering, right? Toughen up, right? You weren't designed for it. It's not how you were created. But at the same time, it would say you can't avoid suffering. It affects everyone. Like, there's a unique Christian, a unique gospel perspective that our joy can be enhanced through suffering. And so maybe as you face your day today, I don't know what's out in front of you. I don't know what you're up against, but I do know this, that whatever it is, God is with you. So I'm going to pray for us, pray us into our day, and then I'll give you the chance to pray. Lord, whatever it is we're facing today, whether those are physical challenges, we're waiting on medical tests, we have relational struggles, challenges at work, financial struggles, whatever they are, Lord, I know that you are with us. This is not a transactional relationship. This is an eternal investment that you've made in us in the death of your Son, that you loved us enough to have us forever. And so, God, I pray that today the words of Ecclesiastes will be true in our hearts, that you have placed eternity there. And so, God, today we seek you, search for you, know and believe that you're with us. We trust you, God, with all we have. Now you take the opportunity to pray.